Well, I think that we've made a tremendous amount of progress since that day in 2010, where terrorists just walked in and relatively unchallenged were able to get printer cartridges inside of printers. The cartridges contain explosives, and they were put on air freighters, both on UPS and FedEx, and were probably going to find their way to the United States, and that was thwarted, thankfully, through intelligence information sharing.
So, from a protective point of view, what grew out of that situation that originated in Yemen?
What grew out of Yemen was a realization that it maybe wasn't enough just to physically screen the box.
Right. If I remember correctly, your organization said we need to ask some critical questions about every package beyond what's in it. So what are some of those other questions?
Who the shipping parties were, who was doing the shipping, who was doing the receiving, what was being sent, where was it being sent to?
So with all the work that's been done to better secure packages and air cargo, do you think we finally put some space between us and terrorists?
I think we always have to be vigilant. We can never rest. We'll never, have this totally buttoned up. This is the type of challenge that is going to require constant innovation, constant creativity, because as you said, the bad guys are creative as well.
Brandon Freed is the executive director of the Air Forwarders Association. G.G. Green, WTOP News.